From the vantage point of an old splintered bench, Elijah focused his attention on the far court action, which was looking radically different from the safe, organized competition of his high school games. A meaty guy with prison tattoos carried the ball like a battering ram to the hoop. Elijah winced as the guy plowed over a kid from the opposing team and nearly knocked him out of his Jordans. The kid groaned as he wiped at his bloody knees. Of course, no one called a foul. "Hey," said Dylan, who was dressed in ridiculously oversized shorts and a t-shirt.
"Hey yourself,"
said Elijah, his eyes still fixed on the game. The guy with the tats had just dunked over the head of the other team's equally beefy center.
"Damn," said Dylan. "Is that guy playing in hoops?"
"Yup," said Elijah. "And you're going to be guarding him."
"He looks like he just got out of prison," said Dylan. "And you know what he was in for?"
"Tell me," said Elijah.
"For killing the last skinny white boy who was stupid enough to guard him. Not everyone's like you, you know."
"Meaning?" said Elijah.
"Meaning I'm not 6'4" and carved out of steel. I don't want to be that dude's next parole violation. No way."
Elijah laughed and held a fake microphone in front of his friend's face.
"Strong words, Dylan. Anything else you'd like to say to your fans out there before you and your teammates become the first 17-year-olds to win the adult division of the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in the state?"
Dylan grabbed the imaginary mic and tapped it.
"Is this thing on? Okay. I'm saying I just want to play ball and be a lover. You know what I mean? That's my message to the young people of the world. That's what I want to be known for. Basketball and
sexual potency,"
offered Elijah, returning the invisible microphone to his friend.
"Exactly what you said."
Elijah threw an arm around the smaller boy's shoulders.
"If that guy does kill you, make sure to draw the foul, okay? Coach Walters says we've got a real chance, but every point has got to count."
Dylan squirmed out from under Elijah's arm and tried unsuccessfully to get his bigger, stronger friend into a headlock. Eventually, they settled down to resume watching the game.
"But seriously," said Elijah, "what do you think about these guys? In case we do end up playing them." "That dude over there's got no left," said Dylan. "And that one?"
Elijah pointed at the guy with the prison tattoos, who had abandoned the game in favor of shoving one of his opponents.
"Your ex-con friend."
"Ha," said Dylan. "He's got a bad temper. Guys like him lose their focus when they get frustrated."
"Then tell me how you're going to frustrate him in the tournament."
"I'm not," said Dylan. "I'm going to be home sick watching you guys play on TV."
He coughed for effect.
"I feel a cold coming on."
Elijah shook his head.
"You're going to be right here doing your thing and getting inside his head with those fast, skinny legs and crazy dribbling skills. You're going to make him run with you, which, of course, he can't because he's too big and stupid and bulked up. And then all we have to do is sit back and watch him self-destruct."
"Whatever."
But Dylan smiled because he understood. He got up off the bench and grabbed his ball. Then his pale, thin legs scissored expertly while he dribbled quick and low between them, the ball caroming off an invisible midpoint at exactly the right moment.
"That's right," said Elijah appreciatively. "You're like a hyperactive metronome. Be the metronome."
"The what?"
said Dylan, not missing a beat with his dribbling.
"Never mind."
Elijah lunged low, but Dylan carried the ball a fraction of a second longer than usual and then pivoted away. He moved with uncanny speed onto an empty court where they began their unique interpretation of practice, which consisted of endless variations of passing drills and set plays and 36 suicide sprints. When they finally stopped, sweat-soaked and exhausted, The sky had changed from dusk to full-on dark. Everyone else had gone home. Dylan pointed toward his mother's car.
You want a ride? My mom said she'll take us to McDonald's for milkshakes.
No thanks, said Elijah. I'm going to get a run in.
Why?
Dylan stuffed his ball into his duffel bag.
Gotta get strong, said Elijah. But you're already strong, said Dylan. I mean, not as strong as me, but you know.
Elijah nodded, holding his fist out for a bump.
Thank your mother for me.